everybody. How you doing? Everybody doing okay? Well, it's good to be here. Thank you for coming on out to our Wednesday night prayer meeting, Bible study, time of fellowship together. So good to see everybody. And we've got some people to mention tonight, some upcoming events, so we'll just dive right in on that. For those who don't know, one of our shut-ins, Brother Arnold McCrickard, went home to be with the Lord early this morning. And so again, for those who do know him, well, I'm sure you know, but those who do not know him, they've been longtime members here at Calvary, a number of years. So I called, thank you, Brother Don, for calling me today. I got your message. I called Emily immediately. I called Emily, his wife, and talked to her. But they've been members here for years, and she's doing all right. She's hanging in there. She's battling physical problems herself. So just remember, if you would, Miss Emily, in your prayers. And I asked her permission to put it, if we could put that on Facebook about Arnold's passing on our church page, and she said, yes, please. So she just said, you know, no visitors. She said calls, cards, and prayers will be sufficient if you're wanting to do something or reach out to her. So remember Miss Emily, if you would. No service on that.
She called me this afternoon.
Okay. Yeah.
She said that they really don't need it, that maybe a fruit basket. So next week I'm going to try to get a fruit basket.
Oh, good. Thank you. Yeah. That'd be good.
I have to meet her daughter, and it's kind of complicated.
Yeah. Well, she was describing some of that today. Thank you, Miss Lee Ellen, for mentioning that and doing that. That'd be a good gesture from the church, and appreciate that. So, but no service on his funeral. No funeral service for him. She says she'll let me know when he has a graveside later on where he's going to be buried at. He's going to be cremated and then buried, I believe, is what she said. So just remember her, if you would, and her family. Did y'all enjoy those that were here Sunday night? Did you enjoy Miss Becky Hooper?
Yeah.
Did you really? Good. Well, I tell you, on our Facebook page, we've got over 600 views. From that, from Sunday evening, and like five or six shares, a lot of comments. Everybody just loved it. We loved it. I met actually with me and Brother Billy, her husband, had lunch yesterday, and I said, we really enjoyed y'all coming to visit with us and enjoyed Miss Becky singing. I said, she has that cry in her voice whenever she sings. And I said, that's a blessing. It really is. And so, but anyway, Miss Becky actually went to the doctor yesterday. She has some things going on physically, and she learned of nothing new with her situation. Her hip and her back, I believe, is what's going on, but nothing new. So she's still searching for answers. And so let's remember her. Continue to remember my grandpa as he recovers from his physical situation as well. My grandmother, remember her. My Aunt Patty, that takes care of them, please remember them. And he's doing about the same. Brother Allen, Clayton, I want to say he went to the doctor today. He had a temperature last night, but I think things are getting better now. Is he? Okay, thank you. Well, that's good. Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, his surgery was this time last week. You know, I can imagine having back surgery and then trying to come too. So
not running any marathons,
but he's up in about a little bit. That's good. Not really sure. Did he say anything about? Yeah. So you know. We're ready to direct for homecoming, the choir. At the same time, if he's good, if he wants to come, well, that's his position, and he can do that. I'm actually going to go see him tomorrow and take him some gifts him and Miss Terry, and so I'll talk with them for a little bit. I just don't want him to overdo it and set himself back, you know. So, but let's remember him, Miss Terry. If you would, let's remember Dolores Palmer. They continue him with his treatments, and Miss Dolores, of course, with her heart conditions. Remember her. Remember Miss Connie Norton as she's at home recovering each and every day. Diane Ely, who will have back surgery soon. Jim Daly, who will have foot surgery soon. Let's remember our children's home, James and Shirley Townsend, Don and Carla Rich, Miss Carla's brother, Don. Let's remember Miss Claudia, Brother Harold, the Clantons, which were shut-ins, Jimmy and Jenny, Joyce Manning, James Tolan Brown, which is in the services, and Kevin Brook, Champion Christian College. So maybe someone has a prayer request, an update, something to mention. How did I miss that? I spoke to her yesterday. Yeah.
She said she was doing better, but
she still has to have. Yeah.
She was going to try and get here tonight.
If you're watching, Miss Cheryl, I'm sorry.
But she said she was doing better.
Yeah. I talked to her, I don't know, Monday or Tuesday. All my days are running together. But I believe they're trying to clear that infection up, and then they'll go in and get that kidney stone out.
A few weeks,
yeah. Okay. Thank you for bringing that up. And anybody else? Hassan?
Pray for my mom and dad. They have colds. They're feeling good.
It was good having your mom here Sunday morning.
Yep.
And let's remember Hassan.
I think she showed up because it was my birthday.
Yeah. Well, maybe she'll come on back because she had a good time. But we'll be praying for your parents. We certainly will. Anybody else? Mary?
I had extra prayers for a friend of mine, Jim, that was in Florida.
Yes.
And he had cancer and they did surgery and things just didn't go well. And now he's back in the hospital again when they found more cancer.
Oh. Sorry to hear that. Sure will. Anybody else?
I have South President Clark's family. Spread the virus. He passed away last night. And just
ask South President. That's the Clark's. Okay. Remember the Clark's. Somebody else? Yeah. Where's that at?
Sorry?
Where's that going to be at?
It's going to be where they're at, their place.
In Peru?
It's their church. Uh-huh.
Oh, he thought you meant they were coming in.
I thought you said they were coming in.
No, they've got, it's they're doing
the people are coming in.
They're coming into Peru.
Yeah. Okay, I got you. Thank you, Miss Kay. Yeah, I thought you
said,
yeah, they're coming in. I thought you meant Don and Carla are coming in. They're going to be hosting a bunch of people. Yes, yes.
And they start coming in to them next Monday.
Right. Okay.
Wednesday.
Let's remember this for sure. Anybody?
My little patient, Shirley Padgett, she's at the Paulden Memorial Hospital. She's not doing good. I just got a message. They're going to get him over to CCU. She's having a lot of breathing issues. She has
yes. We'll remember her for sure. Thank you. Don? Okay. Yes. Right, right. Yes, they have. Well, see long? Pat, that's right. She failed, didn't she? I appreciate y'all refreshing my memory of some of these things. I'm going to call her tomorrow. How's she doing? Do you know? Okay. Okay. Thank you, C-Lon. I knew it was on my radar somewhere, but it was out of bounds. All right. Well, today is 9/11, and 23 years ago today, and I remember I was actually, let's see, it was before, well, I was already saved, I think, right around that time, but I was in Adult Education Center off South Cobb Drive off Barber Road finishing my GED because I dropped out of high school. And I was in math class, and I remember on the intercom, it said, everybody go home. You know, the Twin Towers have been attacked, and New York's on fire. And, man, some of the footage of that was shown after that, I mean, I don't even really want to mention it, being disrespectful to the families that lost their loved ones, but, you know, just people feeling they had a better chance of jumping out of the towers than they did staying in. And of course, the planes that went down, I believe, in Pennsylvania and
Pentagon.
Yeah. I put something on our church page today about that. I got it from the Perrys, but God bless them. Has anybody been to New York to see the memorial? You have, son?
Yeah, I have. My brother is there. My younger brother.
I hear there's a nice memorial there where. So let's remember them as well. Is that all of our requests, all of our updates? Okay, good crowd here tonight. Good to see everybody. Just remember this Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m. is homecoming. And no Sunday school. Choir, if we could see you at 9, that'll be good. Choir practice at 9:15, but if we can be here at 9, we'll start at 9:15. And then we'll have, so Calvary's choir will do a little bit of singing, and then Brother Dakota from Grace will be singing as well, and then Brother Snyder will be bringing the message, and of course, we'll have food. Don't know if you signed up or not to bring something, but if you'd like to bring something to help out with that, that'll be great. And no PM service on this Sunday night because of homecoming, so remember that. And don't know if I said earlier or not, but it's good to see Frank and Vicky back with us, and missed you guys. They literally just came in from their trip. So wherever they came from, they took back roads to get here. Jeff said he smelled something fishy tonight. Good seeing y'all. We missed you guys. All right. That's all we got. Let's all meet, if you would, all that could, all that would, in the altar. We have a time of prayer together. And then Brother Jeff has a song for us, and then we'll bring the thought for tonight.
Amazing Grace tonight.
Amazing Grace. Praise the Lord for His grace. So we talked about this past Sunday morning, Paul with that old thorn, and then kept on praying, and finally the Lord, he heard from the Lord, and the Lord said, "My grace is sufficient for thee." The word for sufficient is enough. And tonight you may not know how you're going to make it or keep carrying on, but through God's grace being sufficient, you will continue to carry on and move on as long as you look to Him. Appreciate that. I like the part of that song that says, "Grace has taught my heart to fear." And I wasn't born and raised in church. I got saved when I was right before I turned 21, right when I was 20. And everything I've learned has been from going to church since I've been 20, but the grace of God teaching me. God has taught me what I know, and I appreciate that from Him. All right, Galatians chapter number 6 tonight, Galatians 6. Last week we were in Galatians 6, and we're going to be in verse number 10 tonight, one verse. But I do want to say this, last week we're in verse number 7 through 9. And we spoke about the law of sowing and reaping. And this is an actual law in God's economy, if you will. The Bible says in verse number 7, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." So we talked about that we will reap what we sow. He uses the word "whatsoever" here. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If you plant a tomato seed, you will get a tomato plant. And verse number 8, he says, "For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." And so we talked about that. We reap what we sow. We sow to the flesh. we're going to reap fleshly things. We sow to the Spirit, we're going to reap spiritual things. We talked about we reap what we sow. We also mentioned last week we reap later than we sow. Verse number 9 says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season," not right now, but later on, at the appropriate time, "we shall reap if we faint not." And that means good things or bad things. And so he says there's coming a harvest. We may not see. We live for the Lord today. We're at church tonight. We continue to serve the Lord and do those things for Him and do right. We may not seem like it's paying off now, but there's coming a payday. There is coming a harvest. It's a law in God's economy. You will reap what you sow. And so we talked about that. We reap later than we sow. And then we mentioned we reap more than we sow. You plant one tomato seed and you'll get a vine, and you may get 3 or 4 tomatoes off that vine. Whenever we sow to the flesh, it's always more than we've invested in. The return is. And when we sow to the Spirit, the return is always more than we invested in. It is the law of sowing and reaping. Now, tonight, I want to speak on a relative subject to that one, like last week, but it is different. And I want to look at verse number 10, and the title of the lesson tonight is The Uncommon Blessing. The Uncommon Blessing. There is an uncommon blessing, an uncommon blessing, and I'll make sense out of that here in just a few moments. But notice, if you would, verse number 10. "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men," or women, it's gender neutral, "especially unto them who are of the household of faith." And notice, if you would, in verse number 10, the word "therefore." He says, "as we have therefore opportunity." And so he's reflecting back on what he just had stated in verse number 7, 8, and 9, talking about sowing and reaping, not being weary in well-doing. "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are the household of faith." And so the words "therefore" is what I want to call your attention to. The word "opportunity" and the words "do good." "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men." I want to say this tonight, that in the life of the believer, opportunities come and opportunities go. If we take advantage of the opportunities that we have that come to do good to all men, God has promised a good harvest. God has promised a good end result. He has promised a due season as long as we sow good seeds. He has promised a special blessing, or what I like to call an uncommon blessing. Let me say this about the blessings of God. There are two types of blessings of God. Number one, there's the common blessing. You don't have to turn there, but in Matthew 5:45, the Bible says that the rain falls on the just and the unjust. That means God is good to everybody, whether you do good or not, whether you're saved or not. God is just a good God. In fact, the Bible says in Romans that it's the goodness of God that leadeth thee to repentance. And so He reigns on the just and He reigns on the unjust. That's the common blessings of God. But there's an uncommon blessing, or uncommon blessings, when it comes to the Lord's economy. And this belongs to those who sow good seed. They will have a return. Again, he says in verse number 7, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap." Verse number 8, he says, the flesh versus the spirit. Verse number 9, be not weary in well-doing. Verse number 10, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good. Or let us sow good seeds unto all men, especially unto them who are the household of faith. So he's talking about a return in these verses, all of these verses, all four of them. He's talking about sowing. He's talking about reaping. He's talking about a return. And here in verse number 10, he says, therefore, let us do good to all men. Let us sow goodness. Let us do good deeds to all men. And so tonight I want to look at that uncommon blessing. Paul shows us two ways we can sow good seed and reap the uncommon blessing. You say, what's the uncommon blessing? Well, it can be many things. But the idea, the principle is doing good to all men, is not being weary in well-doing, because in due season we'll reap if we faint not. That's what it's all about, is doing good to all men, sowing good seeds, sowing to the Spirit, and reaping the uncommon blessings of God. Not just the common, but the uncommon. Listen to this. Doing good to all men. Okay, there's two types of people we are to do good to. Again, Paul shows us two ways we can sow good seeds and reap the uncommon blessings. It has to do with doing good to all men, two types of people that we're to do good to. Notice what he says in verse number 10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men. He says all men. Again, that word men there is in italics. It is slightly turned. It's there to fill the space and make the sentence complete. It's gender neutral, men and women. He says that we need to sow good seeds to those who are foreign. We are to be good to those who are foreign. And as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men. That includes not just the familiar, but the foreign. Don't just do good to friends. Don't just do good to family. But do good to the stranger. To the foreign. See, Paul here, he's laying down some general principles of Christian living. And he says that we are to do good to all men, which includes those that we don't even know. Those who are different. We are to do good not just to our own race, but to every race. There's to be no racism in our world. Of course, there's in politics, there's the push on how they're going to handle, you know, racism and different things and equality and all of that. But we're not to show partiality just to our race. We're not to show partiality just to our family. We're not to just be kind and good to our friends, but to all men. Not just the familiar, but the foreign. And so how, the question is, how can we sow good seeds to the foreign? How can we do this? Well, let me just start with this. It's so simple. You ready? You can start with a good smile. You'll never know what somebody's going through when you are in the community. You're walking in the grocery store, you're going to the gas station, somebody's looking at you like a bulldog that you don't even know, and you're ready to shake a fist at them. Lord, forgive me. Okay? All it takes is a smile. You just do not know what they're going through. Give us a good smile instead of ignoring them. I went into Walmart about 8:30 this morning. Normally I take Lily to school, and it's just part of my routine. I like to go on Walmart in the mornings. And I do a lap and get what I need to get and get onto the house. And there was a man there playing the guitar at 8:30 in the morning. And you could tell, you know, he had his guitar case set up, you know, for people to give him money and all. And all I did was I walked by him and I smiled at him. And he smiled back. You know, you just don't know what that could have done to him. Now, that's a good seed sown. That's being good to all men. And again, Paul is being very elementary and basic here. But he says, He says, as we have therefore opportunity. That was an opportunity this morning, seeing that man playing the guitar. And if I would have had some money in my pocket, I would have put it in his guitar case. Opportunity. Opportunities come and opportunities go. And so tonight, we will receive the uncommon blessing. We will receive a reward, if you would, a harvest by doing good. The Bible says that when we're good to all men, not just our own kind, not just our family, not just our friends, but foreigners. We can help people. You know, in the book of Acts, chapter number 10, verse 38, the Bible says, we don't have to turn there, that Jesus went around doing good. He went around doing good. And so let us do good to all men. Give a smile. Help people out. I do want to read a verse. Turn, if you would, follow along in Hebrews 13:2. Watch this. I love this. I love this. Hebrews 13:2. I want to read it off the screen. Thank you, Brother Randy. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. That man playing the guitar this morning, Brother Don, he could have been an angel. Just seeing if I'd be kind to him. You know, there's a set number of angels and they minister. God gives them jobs and this and that. And you just don't know the stranger that that you may run into that looks mean or looks bothered. And all you have to do is give a smile. You don't know. It could be an angel. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers is what the Bible says there in Hebrews 13:2. So the next time you're in public and you're out and about in the community, just remember Jesus went around doing good. And so let us be good representatives and do good, not just the familiar but the foreign. And in doing so, we may be doing good to angels. And so we see that those that are foreign, we are to do good to. Again, he says, back in our verses, let me get back over here. Galatians 6, verse number 10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men. Every time we have an opportunity, we are to do good to all men, including the foreign. Have you had opportunities lately to do good, not just to the familiar, but to the foreign? You know, one way to overcome depression is to do good to all men. Listen to this story. True story. A man came to his pastor and said, I'm about ready to take my life. I am so miserable. The pastor said, listen, before you do this horrible thing, I want you to do something before you leave this life. The pastor had a list of people that were in need. He said, visit these people and talk to them about their needs before you take your life. And the man reluctantly agreed and said, okay, I'll do that. His first visit was to a widow. And she was lonely and she had been forgotten by the church for a number of years. And so he went and he visited and she cried and talked about her late husband, and he just sat there for hours with this widow. Then the next visit was to a young man who was hooked on drugs and out of church, and oh, he desperately wanted to quit drugs, and he wanted to separate from his addiction, but he just couldn't, so this man stayed with him and talked several hours. And then he made another trip at another time, and he visited a single parent with a newborn who couldn't provide for herself, much less the newborn baby. So he spent time praying with her and helping her. Several weeks later, the pastor passed him in the hallway and said, how's things going? And the man answered and said, honestly, I haven't had time to think about my problems. I've been so busy helping others and theirs. How about that? Listen, that's one way to overcome depression, is to do good to all men. And so one way to have good things sprout up in our life is sowing good seed to all men when opportunities arise. You just don't know by helping someone else how much it'll help you. Brother Jeff, when we went out to the soccer field the other day, we went to be a blessing, didn't we? But my goodness, how were we blessed? We were so blessed. We had ideas popping out. Jeff said, I want to do this next time. Let's do this. I said, I'll bring some snacks, and we'll hand this out and that out. We had hats all set out. Everybody was walking by with hats on, making laps. It was a wonderful thing. We had people praying for us, didn't we, Hassan? Yeah, Miss Vicky, she talked to somebody. And, I mean, we ended up being blessed. And you see, when we do good to all men, not just the familiar, we end up being the one who reaps the benefit. So one way to have good things sprout up in our life is sowing good seed to all men when the opportunities arise. God will take care of us if we take care of others. I believe that with all my heart. If you're going through a rough time tonight, reach out to somebody and help them. God will take care of you, I promise you. He has done that for me time and time again. When I will get in a little dead space and I'll feel discouraged or whatever, I'll just go out and help somebody. I'll pick up the phone and call a church member. I go to the hospital and make a visit. And by the end of the call or the visit, I'm feeling so good, Brother Ceylon. I'm ready to go down the list and call this one and that one and visit this one and that one. It's the law of God and His economy, the law of sowing and reaping. So we are to do good to all men, not just the familiar, but the foreign. Now, there's a second group of people that Paul talks about that we are to do good to, and that is to those that are of the household of faith. That's strange. I could see why he would say, do good to all men, which include the foreign. But why does he mention those of faith? Look at verse 10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially. The word especially there means more specifically. Particularly, most of all, even more so than the foreign, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. That strikes me kind of odd that Paul would say that, especially more so than the foreign, those with faith. Why? Why the household of faith? Why are we to especially do good to those of the household of faith? Well, he says that we're to sow good seeds to believers. We're to be good to believers. I'll give you one reason why Paul mentions this here. And this is just my perspective. I feel like he mentions this and reminds us we're to be good to one another. Because what happens in families? There are sometimes in every family there's friction. You live, you know, with your family. There's going to be time to time there's going to be friction. But it's love friction. It's love friction you have with your family. And there's friction that we have with our church family at times. But I like to call it love friction. Because we're family. We are closer together than we are with the people in the world. We're supposed to be as a church family, a unit. And so there's friction at times. And so let us do good. Let us sow good seeds to our brothers and sisters in Christ. It seems some people admire other Christians when they're dead. You notice that? They won't talk to them when they're alive because of some squabble or something, but they'll be there at their funeral. And, oh, how they were a good Christian. Oh, how I missed them. So it seems some people admire other believers when they're dead, but they don't have anything nice to say or do with them while they're alive. That's terrible, isn't it? It's terrible. I can't remember who it was. They said, look, don't cry for me at my funeral. Don't be there for me at my funeral if you couldn't be there for me in my life. And, there's part of that I say amen to as well. And sometimes we'll help people in other countries. This is no reflection on missions by no means, because we're a missionary-minded church. I love missions and so forth. But sometimes we'll help people in other countries, but we won't help people in our church family. I mean, because of squabbles, because of angles we may have. And sometimes we, you know, if people have more than us, then we won't help them or sow good seeds or be good to them. Sometimes it's a jealousy issue. I don't know. There's all kinds of reasons. But he says here, as we have therefore opportunity, like tonight, we have opportunity to do good unto one another. He says, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are the household of faith. Not only because we're family, there can be family friction, is why Paul says this, but another reason why Paul mentions this is because we're God's people. We're God's children. We had better be nice to one another. If I pick on you, I'm picking on one of God's childs, one of his children. You pick on me, and you're picking on one of God's children. You know, and sometimes that happens in church and in the church world. There's, believe it or not, there's bullying that goes on in church, and there's a hierarchy, it seems like, that goes on. I'm better than you, and you're better. I want this, you got that, and all of that. Be careful who you pick on in church, because you will be picking on one of God's children. And the Bible says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. God will take care of the person who's giving you a hard time tonight. Are you having a hard time? I hope you're not. But are you having a hard time with a church member? It may be someone at another church, or it may just be a fellow brother or sister in the Lord. And you may be having a hard time. There's family friction, but what you need to do is, and it's hard to do, but sow good things to them. Allow the Lord to take vengeance upon them and deal with them, because there is a law of sowing and reaping. And if someone is sowing bitterness, if someone out of a bitter heart, and they're sowing fleshly things in your life, they're being mean, they're being hateful, they're being malicious, they're going to reap from that. But if in return you're being like Jesus and you're sowing goodness, you're showing kindness, you're showing love, there's going to be some good that will you'll reap from doing that. He says, especially unto them who are the household of faith. And as we have opportunity, let us do good one to another. Tonight, there's opportunity. Sunday morning, Sunday nights, there's opportunity. There's Monday through Saturday, opportunity every day to call or text or go see one of our family members in the body of Christ, just to do good to. And I want to thank you all, and you know who you are, who have helped out Brother Allen with meals and cards. Oh, me. You know, God bless you for doing that. You are doing good to those who are the household of faith. You're doing that to God's child, and probably the reason why you're doing that is because, well, you feel like it's the right thing to do, and it is, but you've been blessed. You want to be a blessing, and you're going to get blessed in return of doing it. So that's the ultimate reason why God blesses us, so that we could bless others. We could just be the conduit by which blessings flow. I want to be a vessel which God's blessings flow through. You know, I don't want to be like the Dead Sea where there's no outlets. It's just all trapped and it's just, you know, stagnant water. I don't want to be like the Dead Sea. I want to be able to pour out as God's poured into. All right, so we see that there. And one reason it's God's people, God's children. That's why Paul pens this. And so if we want good things to sprout in our life, the law of God, the law of sowing and reaping, is to sow good seeds to the foreign, but also to those of faith. Let me mention this story in conclusion. We'll be done tonight. If someone is financially able, can you imagine sowing a financial seed to help a young man go to Bible college, being part of that transition? A young man that feels the call of God on his life to be a preacher, a pastor, a missionary even, and to preach the gospel. And And if you're financially able, can you imagine giving to him to go to Bible college, support him, encourage him? Guess what? One day, you will be dead and gone. I will be dead and gone. That young man will be preaching God's word and touching lives, and you and I would have had a hand in it. It's just like all that mission work, Brother Ceylon. The churches that, your class, actually, through the years have, how many churches is it? Yeah, 12,000 Bibles out of Ceylon's class, and I believe you've given to several churches to be built and probably even built the churches. You're out giving yourself. That's sowing good seeds to the household of faith, and you're doing something that's going to outlive you. And what a blessing that is to know that we can make such an impact in one of our lives each and every day just by being here saying, hey, I love you. How has your week been? That's a good seed. Leaving here and going home and going through the Zaxby's drive-thru, which we'll probably do on the way home. Someone's having a bad attitude at the drive-thru. Here's your food. God bless you. Is there anything I can pray for you about? You know, sowing good seeds, not to just the familiar or those of the faith, but to the foreign as well. And so tonight we see the uncommon blessing. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are the household of faith. Father, we love you. We thank you tonight. We praise you, Lord, for just the verse we looked into in accordance with the other verses we looked at last week. Help us be a blessing, Lord. Help us do good to everyone. As it says in Ecclesiastes, cast thy bread upon the water, and many days it'll come back to us. And so, Father, we just want to be a vessel that you could use, that you bless people every day in this life. So help us, Lord, be a blessing. We love you tonight. We pray for all these requests. We pray for homecoming. I pray that we'll have a wonderful homecoming. Souls will be saved. Lives will be changed. Bless the singing. Bless Brother Allen. Bless Brother Dakota and Brother Snyder. Just give us a great day in your house that's coming up. Lord's Day, keep us all safe as we go our separate ways. And we'll thank you and praise you for it. In Jesus' name, we do pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen. Amen. Anything else to mention before we...